And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of October, 2017. It's the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, born in Assisi in central Italy, 1182, went on to found the Franciscan order dedicated to poverty, penance, and the relief of the sick. Today is Sukkoth, the Feast of the Tabernacles, when the Jewish people commemorate their 40 years in the desert and thank God for the fall harvest. On this day, 1582, Pope Gregory XIII declared that the day following October the 4th would be Friday, October the 15th. By leaping over 10 days, he corrected the Julian calendar, which was 10 days out of sync, and the new calendar, of course, became known as the Gregorian calendar. It's the birthday of Frederick Remington, Canton, New York, 1861, who studied art at Yale, made his first trip out west in 1881 to paint and draw cowboys and to work in bronze. He produced the famous sculptures The Bronco Buster and Coming Through the Rye. It's the birthday of one of the most popular novelists of all time, Jackie Collins, London, 1937. First big bestseller was Hollywood Wives in 1983, sold 15 million copies, produced about a novel a year over two decades before she died in 2015. Jackie Collins, who said, "My biggest critics are the people who've never read me. It doesn't bother me at all." And it's the birthday of the novelist Anne Rice, New Orleans, 1941, best known for creating the novel Interview with the Vampire, 1976, inspired to write the book after the death of her six-year-old daughter from leukemia. Anne Rice, who said, "The vampire is an articulate character in our literature, articulate, charming, beguiling, complex, so he's miles away from a zombie. The vampire is the poet and the writer of the monster world. Zombies are the exact opposite. They're not sexy, they don't listen to good music, and they don't wear good clothes." Here's a poem for today by Sally Van Doren entitled Defiance. "We were drawn that way at a young age on the main line west from St. Louis to the Columbia Spur, north to Moberly, where our grandparents picked us up at the station and showed us the quarry behind their house on Gilman Road, warning us not to try to jump off the edge of the cliff with an umbrella the way Uncle Robert had. Our mother had traced our blood to Squire Boone, Daniel's brother. It coursed through our father's veins when, as a 16-year-old with a summer job on the railroad, he fought to get the cinder out of the tracks that blocked the switch as the 1205 bore down on him. 60 years later, his grandsons spin the wheels of their three speeds on the gravel path above the wide brown river, sweating as their knees pump on pedals their feet have outgrown. We stay at a bed and breakfast on the bluff, walking down to Dutso for the Friday night fish fry, back on our bikes on the Katy Trail, the next morning stopping along the way to swing on the vines and poke our heads in the caves. We race the last mile to the marker in front of the Boone homestead." Poem by Sally Van Doren, Defiance, from her collection Promise, published by Louisiana State University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.